The text for March 16 comes from 2 Corinthians 5:10, which says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Oswald Chambers entitles this passage, "The Master Will Judge." Isn't it interesting and almost shocking how differently two people can respond to the same bit of news? Suppose there are two sports teams playing for a national championship, or perhaps two political candidates running for an important office. The next day after the contests are over, the news headlines shout the results. In the case of the sports teams, one fan is exultant. His team has won. Another is crestfallen. In the case of the political race, one voter is ecstatic because his candidate won. Another is shocked and depressed. Now listen again to today's text. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." How does that news strike you today? For one soul, it is great news. For that person who is trusting in Christ alone for salvation, standing before the judgment seat of Christ means a day of vindication from the attacks of your enemies, a day of commendation where you will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," a day of entering into eternal rest. But for another person, that day will be a day of terror. The person who did not think that there would be a day of judgment, or worse, perhaps knew there would be a day coming but did not prepare, or thought he could stand on his own merits, for that person it will be the blackest of days, accused by his own conscience, testified against by his own words, actions, and motives, judged by a righteous standard. This person stands condemned and will be cast into utter darkness. So, where do you stand today with Jesus? If you have unresolved business to do with the judge and master, I plead with you to do it today. On the other hand, if you're already trusting in Christ, if he's precious to you, if you are looking forward to his appearing, then be at peace. The Lord Jesus is coming quickly. As Chambers tells us in today's message, if you will learn here and now to live under the scrutiny of Christ's pure light, your final judgment will bring you only delight in seeing the work God has done in you. May God give us grace this day to live in that light.